Would you have trouble dating a mortician?
Oh.
Mm. So this woman says that her son, who's nice, smart, good looking, is having trouble dating because of his job.
Well, number one, I hear morticians make bank. So
really?
No. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I heard they make a lot of money.
Interesting.
And I'm fascinated by it, so no. I find it really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not freaked out. I mean, I am freaked out. Like, I am freaked out by it, but...
Would you help him embalm?
No, but I would... Like, I have a friend of mine who, like, highlights for a funeral home, like part-time, you know?
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, part-time. She just... I don't know if she still does it, but she told me. She's like, part-time, I work at the funeral home across the street. What?
Really?
Yes, and I just found it fascinating, like...
Well, it's like that guy who listens to us. He works at the
gym.
Golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he also highlights or moonlights.
Is it
moonlights, I think, is the... As soon as I said highlights, I was like, that's not right.
You know, and I say highlights, and I think to myself, that can't
yeah.
be right.
Moonlights. But then, yeah, moonlights. It's just a little off.
It is crazy now that you pointed that out, huh?
Yep.
I am something. Okay. So
He's
she moonlights.
Yeah.
At a funeral home,
mm-hmm.
and she would tell me, like, you know, sometimes she would attend the funeral, sometimes she would help pick up the body, sometimes she would help put makeup on. She doesn't embalm, like, because obviously you have to be...
But she does the makeup.
She's like,
wow.
If they need her, they'll call her. And I just, it doesn't freak me out, I just find it really fascinating. Like, I would, maybe I would see a dead body.
Hmm.
I think I would.
Yeah, I can't figure out how I would feel. I think I would not know until that moment.
That they said that they were a mortician?
No, that whether a body would freak me out.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd be fascinated by it, but I also think I'd be disturbed by it, but I don't know.
I definitely would want them to shower when they got home.
Yep.
I wouldn't, you know, give them a smooch right away or like shake their hand.
Well,
although
they're not
they
making
gloves.
Out with the bodies.
Yeah. No, they wear gloves, I guess. Forget it.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I wouldn't.
Well,
wouldn't
that'd be weird if you got it, if your partner got home and you went, oh, hello, and shook his hand. I mean, that would be.
Hello, good sir. Know,
welcome home. You know? Where are you highlighting today?
Can you imagine?
Hello, old chap.
Instead of hugging, I just shake Jay's
hello.
A good strong grip.
Yep. Welcome. Welcome home. That would be weird. That would, the mortician part wouldn't be the weird part. It would be you.
It'd be me.
Yeah.
Going to shake their hand.
Right.
I'm not shaking your hand until you wash your hands.
Yeah. Come on in the door, but first, let me greet you. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
79 Coast. Anyone listening have a job? You can call or text us. Anyone listening have a job that has impacted your dating life?
How many times have I said highlight in a conversation? Like, I go back on that. Like, man,
yeah.
How stupid did I sound to that
I think
person?
Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
That's definitely what it is.
You were just a little off.
Yeah. They knew.
Just a little off. Kind of like this.
Lady half Dottes Prost.
That was one of my favorite Kelly quotes ever.
It's not even worse.
Wait, what did you say? It's like
again, that one I knew was wrong the whole time, and it kept coming out. I kept saying to myself, "Stop it! You're making
Lady hath Dottes Prost."
Exactly.
I knew one of those was a word.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
79 Coast, call or text us. How has your job impacted your dating life? 792-6278. Well, actually, you know, before when I was single, there was that guy who was like, oh yeah, I told a bunch of people that I was going on a date with Blake from the radio.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like,
yeah. Mm-mm. Red flag.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I think actually, yeah. How do we say this without coming off as
important?
Or I don't even want to say the word because it's probably wrong. But yeah, I think our job could be difficult.
Yeah.
To date.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. You can say the rest so you can sound
like an egomaniac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, everyone already knows me. Yep. Walk into that date.
Man.
Shake his hand and say, yep.
Yep.
It's me.
That's right.
From the radio.
Lucky you. I wish Todd was here because he usually says that stuff.
Right.
And he can sound like the Eagle Man.
Someone texted, I'm a 27-year-old funeral director who is single.
Okay, do you make a lot of money?
There you go. And yeah, tell us what your salary is.
You don't have to tell us what your salary is, but I know you make a lot of money.
Are you loaded?
27 years old. I want to know female, male, and I want to know if you're looking and if you're having a hard time. I have so many questions. Mm. I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
They make good money. This is right here.
Do you shake hands immediately after tending to the body?
Oh, maybe that's what's weird. Like, you're laying with your partner who's a funeral director, and they get called to go pick up a dead body.
Oh, so there you go. He or she just texted and said, sorry, I can't hang tonight. I'm on call for body removal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I still think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's where the money's at. I'm a female. There you go.
See? Yes.
There you go.
Oh, I love that she's a female. Yes, queen.
Yep. Morticia.
Now, does she list that on her dating profile?
Yeah.
Huh. I think we can set you up.
Okay.
Yep.
You go ahead.
Go for it.
I'm going to pass this one off
to
Kelly.
All right. I'm going to see if I have. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Sorry, I can't hang tonight. I may have to go pick up a body.
Okay.
Yep.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Let me know what you're looking for. I'm working on it.
I'll pick you up in my hearse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you drive a hearse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's another thing.
Right.
That's all right. That's all right. Not all the time.
Right. No.
It's not like she's going to drive her Jetta over and pick up the dead body.
Yeah, right.
So she has to be prepared.
Yeah. Plus, you're always ready to go. There's a lot of space in the back of that hearse.
That's true.
You know?
That's very true.
On the go.
You can try it in a coffin.
Well, see, okay, that makes it weird.
Yeah, I ruined it.
Yeah.
I have so many more questions.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We got a number now.
All right.